We have over the last several evenings been talking about salvation and the method and means by which we are saved and the purpose for which we are saved. And it is very important for us to understand the reality of what it means to be born again.
It cannot be considered Christian.
ስለዚህ እነኚህን ማወቆቻቸው መልካም ስራ በማድረጋቸው ይብራኒ መስላቸዋል በክርስቶስ ደም ላይ ያለው ነገር አይታመኑበትም በግልጽ እየተመኩ ይኖራሉ።
And the Bible is very specific when it talks about being born again.
ስለዳግም መዳን ወለድ የሚናገረው
There are several scriptures in Romans that born again people use to witness to people who have not been born again.
በተለይ በሮሜ ላይ እንደሚናገረው ዳግም የተወለዱ በጌታ አይደሉም ለሌላው ደግሞ ወንጌልን እውነት ይመሰክራል።
And one of those scriptures says that you must come into a place of agreement with God that you are not that you are a sinner.
በተለይም ደግሞ አንዱ ራሳቸው በአንደበታቸው ይናዘዛሉ ራሳቸው በአንደበታቸው ደግሞ ጌታቸው ጌታ መሆኑን ይመሰክራሉ ይናገራሉ
And you must acknowledge the thought that Jesus Christ though he is an elusive personality is a real entity or personality
ክርስቶስ ኢየሱስ በመድረ ትጋለሰው ይገለጥ እንደሰው
When we come to that position then we are required by the rule of God to acknowledge it verbally
እግዚአብሔር በቃሉ እንደሚናገረው ሰው በልባው ነው ባቁ መስክሮ ምን ይላል ይላለው ላይ እሱ ነው
As we do that verbally and we accept the blood of Jesus Christ The Bible says you and I are born again.
Amen. ምንድነው እንደነ መጣፍቱ ሰባልባውን ባቁ መስክረው ይናል ሲል ምን መስክረው በደሙ በዳናችን ንስሐ ገብተን በሱ ዳግም ልደት ውስጥ በጌታ መግባታችንን ልጆቹ የሱ መሆናችንን
And it uses those two words specifically.
ምን በተለይ ሁለት ነገሮችን በደንብ ነው
born again.
ዳግም ልደት ማለት
And if you were to look up the word born you would find that it is speaking of a natural process that we experience in the natural arena when a woman brings forth a child And it's very definite in its aspect of meaning. I mean it is not just something in the spiritual arena that is somewhat intellectually elusive. But as a person as a child is born in the natural into a particular family that has a mother and has a father so you and I when we come to the knowledge of Jesus Christ And we work in accordance to the principle of repentance and acceptance. We are in the same reality born again. Now, when you are born again, it means that from that point on there is something new peculiar and very much different than what you have had or experienced before
ዳግም ስንወለድ በጌታ በጌታ ያዘመር ነው በጌታ ያላየ ነው አዲስ ነገር ነው በህይወታችን የሚሆነው
But in the natural, it's difficult for us to relate to that type of experience. As an Ethiopian, as well as with an American, as an Ethiopian, you have a particular family, you have a particular tribe, you have a particular nation. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, when you are born again, you are the Bible says you are translated. And that word translated means you are taken. Now let us put it down into a physical a definition. If I were translated right now, if God somehow, some way translated me, I would be physically lifted up out of this place. Hallelujah. And put down in another place. And as far as you concern, you would be concerned, I wasn't in existence in your current environment. We have a tendency to want to make these scriptures and these words, I think the word is metaphysical, something that is spiritually experienced and has no valid reality in the physical realm. And as long as we have that thought, or I might say that theology, then we will not be able to comprehend or achieve the aspect of what it is God has given to us by virtue of our new birth. Now, the devil is the agent that is working in this physical environment with physical things.
So
he uses all of those physical things to reinforce his position of dominance over you in the physical realm. Now, let me try to explain to you what I am saying regarding that. There are two realms that we have that man was created to walk in. When one of the realms is the natural realm, and the other realm is the spiritual realm. Hallelujah. And by reason of conquest, the devil took the dominion of the physical realm. That means everything that is physical is under the domination and overshadowing, and the devil is the enforcer of it. Hallelujah. That is why the Bible calls him the prince the air.
Bezinno seitan ni jabet qalbi efesol lay yezala.
Hallelujah.
Ya ayru alek qalbi.
And that word air.
Ya yelo alek qalbi minagaro.
I don't remember the Greek word. But what the Greek word means is this lower breathable atmosphere. They have three words that describe the atmosphere in which we live, and that which is beyond. Hallelujah. And when he talks about him being the prince and the power of the air, he is talking about this lower atmosphere, which is very necessary for you and I to maintain and have life. As you leave this atmosphere and go into the next level of atmosphere, breathing becomes very difficult and can be very damaging to the body. So it is not those realms of authority that the devil has. He has this lower realm in which we abide. And there is a revelation that God is bringing to me now concerning all of this. And I want to be sure to make a comment, so when I go back to look at the tape, hallelujah,
amen,
I'll be able to look into it. But so the devil is on the authority in this arena. But in the spiritual realm, the devil has no authority. In the reality of the spiritual realm, the devil has no authority. So, what does that mean to you and I? No, first let me say this about this spiritual realm. It is emphasized in the epistles of Paul to the different churches, especially in Romans, the 8th chapter, where Paul says, if you live after the flesh, you shall die. All right, let me transliterate that for you. If you live in this lower realm, if you live in the realm that is governed, whether you're Christian or heathen, hallelujah, it says that you will die. Hallelujah. But it says also in that same portion of Scripture that if you walk in the Spirit, if you live in the Spirit, you shall what? You shall live. Hallelujah. Now, the church wants you and I to believe that we are human beings. We cannot be perfect, but we can just do the very best that we can do. And if we do good enough, then at the end of the day, we might make heaven. That is not a God doctrine. That is a devil doctrine. Because the devil knows that you have the ability to destroy him if you begin to ascend out of this lower realm of humanity,
So
when the Bible says that we are translated out of the kingdom of darkness, it means we are spiritually, physically, mentally, emotionally removed from this arena.
Amen. እግዚአብሔር ቃል እንግዲህ ጥሩት ላይ ያለው ነው የተከሰለው ከጨለማው ወደሚደነቀው ብርሃን እግዚአብሔር ያወጣን ለእናንተ ስሜታችንን ስጋችንን ፈቃዳችንን አስተሳሰባችንን ሁሉ ነገር የጨመረ ለውጥ አስገባን ማለት ነው እግዚአብሔር.
And I have been put into an arena of existence that has an authority now over that realm and over the devil.
Amen. ስለዚህ ከጨለማ ኃይልና ስልጣን ዋጀን ወይ ተለወጥን ስንል ከጨለማ ኃይልና ስልጣን ላይ የምንረማመድበትን ብቃትና ኃይልን በእግዚአብሔር አገኘን ማለት ነው.
So we need to begin to understand.
ይህንን መረዳት መቻል አለብን.
The reality of what God is doing for us when we become born again.
ወለዳግም በተወለድን ጊዜ እግዚአብሔር በክርስቶስ ለኛ የሰራልን ትልቅ እንደተራ ሊገባን ይገባል.
It is a process that God has initiated.
የለውታችን ሊቀጥል ያነሳሳ.
That he might bring forth the reality of his being out of the realm of the mystical. Hallelujah.
Mystical. Hallelujah. ታቆሉ እግዚአብሔር ለዚህ ዓለም
down into the reality.
እግዚአብሔር በሕይወታችን በሚበዛ በሚቀጥል በሚያድግ ነገር ውስጥ
of humanity. Down into the reality of humanity.
በሰው ዘንድ አስሩ እግዚአብሔር.
Hallelujah.
በሰው ዝቅ ብሎ
John chapter 1 reinforces this thought when it talks about Jesus Christ. When it says that the Word was made flesh. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What it means is that the Word, the power and the unction of omnipotent of omni God.
Amen. ካለም ስለሆነ ሲል ሁሉን ቻይ እግዚአብሔር መለኮታዊ እግዚአብሔር በሙላ ተገለጸ ማለታችን ነው.
Was put within a human form.
በስጋዊ መልክ ስጋ ለበሰ ያ ሁሉ.
Hallelujah. And under the jurisdiction of hell.
ደስ ይሆን ኃይላት ላይ ሁሉ የሙላት ስልጣኑን ገለጸ ማለት
ነው. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
But what it says of that word says that as the word was made flesh. Hallelujah.
ስጋ ሆነ.
It walked among us.
እና በእኛ በመካከል አደረ ይላል.
Do you hear what the scripture is saying? It wasn't saying that flesh was walking among us.
ስጋ በእኛ አደረ አይደለም. ቃል ነው በእኛ.
It was saying that the creative essence of God that was deposited within a human form was walking in that human form and utilizing that human form. Hallelujah. To bring the entirety of humanity and its environment into the subjection of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So if one man, hallelujah, how much more we who now have had that experience.
Amen. አንዲ ሰው ዳግም በጌታ ሲድን ወለደ።
Hallelujah.
እኛ ዘ ያለነው በጌታ ይዳንና ብዙዎች
Hallelujah.
የቃሉ ስልጣን
How much more?
እንዴት ዓለምን ማሸነፋል እንጂ?
On the basis of what he has done and provided for us by his obedience to the word.
እግዚአብሔር መለኮት የሆነውን ቃሉን አጥሮ በልጁ በክርስቶስ ኢየሱስ ለኛ በመረጡ የሰጠን የደለቀው የማዳን ሥራ እንዴት እየበዛ ይሄዳል?
Should we not manifest and should we not move and should we not also walk even as he walked?
Amen. ጌታ ኢየሱስ
Hallelujah.
እኛን እኔ ማደርገው ነው ያደርጋል ከዚህም በላይ እንዳለ ከሱ ጋር ስንኖር
Hallelujah.
እንደተነራመ የጌታ ሙላት በሕይወታችን
So brethren, when we talk about being born again. We're not talking about just getting into heaven. We're not talking about just trying to make it through to the end of the day when we pass over from life to death. Hallelujah.
እዚህ ላይ ሆነን የምንኖረው የክርስትና ህይወትን ምን ያህል ትልቅ ዋጋ የተከፈለበት በቃሉ ስልጣን ጌታ ዋጅቶ የሰጠን እንደሆነ
But we are talking about an omnipotent, omnipresent, omniscient nature.
አሜን። ሁሉን ቻይ፣ ሁሉን አዋቂ፣ በሁሉ ቦታ የሚገኝ
Hallelujah.
እግዚአብሔር ባህሪ በእኛ አለ ማለት
That desires to work its process of redemption
እንግዲህ የዳንበት ሂደት ምን እንደሚመስል ይገልጻል
not only in your inward environment but your external environment hallelujah and there is a portion of scripture found in John chapter
17
hallelujah that again reinforces what I am saying about you and I and being born again he says I have given them thy word his disciples John 17 chapter 17 verse 14
Johannes meraf 17 qutr 14 lay
I have given them thy word the world their familiar environment hallelujah did you hear it
yes
not the world at large but the familiarity of their environment hallelujah says hath hated them hallelujah so what is it that comprises or makes up that familiar environment hallelujah first and foremost they were a nation of Jews
ስለዚህ አስቡ እንግዲህ እኛ የይሁዳ ነገድ
ስለሆነ
የዛን ሳንዋ
They were a nation that was called Israel. Hallelujah. And we see the hatred of Israel toward the word in the action that was precipitated against the man Jesus. Hallelujah.
በመንፈስ እስራኤላውያን ይሁን ደግሞ
ሃሌሉያ so and not only as the man that hated the man Jesus but as each of these disciples began to move out in the revelation and in the understanding of what I am now talking to you about Do you remember Do you remember what Jesus said to Peter? He said, Peter, the devil desires to sift you like wheat.
Petros, ሰይጣን እንደሰደደ ያመጣችሁ ለምን እኔ ግን እንደዚህ ያጠፋ ስላንተ ምን አለ ማለልኩኝ እንዳለው ማቴዎስ ማለት ነው ጌታዬ
እሺ but I have prayed for you
amen ምን ማለት ነው ማለልኩሽ ጸለይኩላችሁ ላንተም ጭምር
and when thou art converted you could just as well say when thou art born again
dadum kin betelewu unetenya hiwot lewus kedros betelewu
hallelujah you have the power now to strengthen your brethren
dadum betelewu edizi bedefet indete geta
hallelujah now remember
uno benyam yo
he says well I have prayed for you
ጸለይኩኝ ሲል ለእናንተ ለአንተም ጸለይኩ ማለልኩ ሲል
And here we have him praying not only for Peter
እኔ የሚገባኝ ጴጥሮስ ብቻ አይደለም ይሄን ልጅ ያጠለው
But he's praying for all of his disciples
ሁሉም በዛዲጄ ለተብሊ
And he does not stop there
እዛ ጋር ነገራቸው እንዳይቆም እንዲቀጥል ተለፋቸው
But he prays for you and I
እንዲኖም ብለው
Hallelujah
አሁን በዚህ ዘመን ላለ ነው
And what he says
ጌታ ማልጓል ጸልዩ
because they hate them because they are not of the world
አለም ጠላቸው ምክንያቱም
Hallelujah What is he saying What was the world
የትኛው ዓለም ማለት ነው
he was saying you will no longer be a citizen of Israel
ማለት ነው እኮ እናንተ የእስራኤል ዜግነት እንግዲህ አይደለም ሰማያዊ ዜጋ ናችሁ
you will no longer
እናንተ ስላልሆነች ትገለላላችሁ ይጠሏችኋል ይላል
you will no longer be of the tribe of Judah or Levi or what Simeon
በዚህ በመድር እንግዲህ የስምዖን
Hallelujah
የይሁዳን የነገሌን ከሚለው እንግዲህ ጎሳና ንክኪ ምንም እንደሌላችሁ
and to John to James and John he would say you will no longer be the sons of thunder hallelujah
ጌታ ኢየሱስ ክርስቶስ ዮሐንስንና ያዕቆብን እናንተ የነጎድጓድ ነው
ሚኒንግ
ምን ማለት ነው
ሚኒንግ their father's house
በአባታቸው በስብከት
ሃሌሉያ
ስትራየ ነገራቸው
and he emphasizes what I'm telling you
ዶነትን የምነግራቸው
in verse 15
when
he says I pray God that not that thou shouldest take them out of the world Hallelujah. He said, No Lord, no Father, no rapture.
ከክፉ እንድትጠብቃቸው እንጂ ከዓለም እንድታወጣቸው አለምንም ብሎ ለነሱ ለኔና ለናንተ ጸልየ።
He said, No rapture.
እንዲቆያለ ነው ዝክታ
Hallelujah.
አሁን ሁሉ ከዚህ ከሚጣላቸው አለ ተነስካችሁ ወደ ሆነ ቦታ ትሄዳላችሁ ይያለ አይደለም ግን
በዛው
ለብያሉ ምን አድርጋቸው ጠብቃቸው
በዛው should but that thou shouldest keep them from the evil
ከክፉ በዛው
Hallelujah
ጠብቃቸው
they are not of this world
ምክንያቱም ከዚህ ዓለም አይደሉም
even as I am not of this world
እኔ ከዚህ ዓለም እንዳይደለሁ
Hallelujah
አይደሉምና አባቴ
what was the world what was the position the place of from which he was for where he was abiding
እሱ በሚገዛው
Hallelujah
እሱ በሚተለቀለበት የጌታ ሰራተኛ እንዲሆኑ
he was there walking upon the earth the disciples saw him he was looking at the disciples and yet he was saying to his disciples even though you see me standing here
indeed they were saying ማለት ነው
I am somewhere else I'm under a greater jurisdiction I am under a greater authority Hallelujah isn't that is and in saying that he is saying that you the people of God
Hallelujah
who have been born again are now in that same realm, in that same place. Hallelujah. So we have to understand. We have to comprehend the reality of what it is we have. I can no longer afford to think like an American. I can no longer think as an entity of a particular tribal affiliation. Hallelujah. I can no longer submit my life to rules of unrighteousness. But I must ask God for the wisdom to move in righteousness in an unrighteous environment. Hallelujah. And my responsibility now, my accountability now, is not to my Father's house. Hallelujah. But my responsibility is now to my real Father.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Even as the elder brother has the responsibility in a natural realm. Hallelujah. As I join that company of Christ, as I join that company of which Jesus Christ is the head, I become a part of that position of authority with that accountability. And when Romans, the 8th chapter, talks about our position of inheritance, and it talks about the fact of us being sons of God, not only a part of the family as sons, but in a position of joint inheritance with God.
Amen.
What we are wanting, what the devil wants us to believe, is that we have to die in the physical sense. And time must come to a completion before we realize that position of inheritance. But from the instant of my born again experience, I have assumed and have the right to move in that inheritance. God bless you.
God bless you. Hallelujah.